Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, May 4th, 2026. Congress passed the Republican Farm Bill last Thursday after months of wrangling to get enough votes. As the bill heads to the Senate, Congresswoman Shelley Pingree of Maine's 1st District, a longtime organic farmer and member of the Ag Committee, issued the following public statement, quote, "At a time when farmers are struggling in the face of rising costs and the president's reckless tariffs, food insecurity is on the rise, and families are paying more for food than they ever have before, this farm bill fails to meet the moment. From failing to address desperately needed food assistance and cutting conservation funding to providing massive subsidies to big agribusinesses and not including any resources for farmers in Maine and across the country impacted by PFAS contamination, the Republicans' farm bill champions corporate interests over the well-being of small and mid-sized farmers, consumers, and rural communities. Once again, they failed the American people. While I'm relieved that we were able to remove language that would have shielded giant chemical companies like Bayer from liability for harms caused by toxic pesticides, this bill does little to address the very real pain that millions of people across the country are feeling right now. Republicans talk a big game about being the champions of rural America, about helping hardworking families, about how they're trying to make America healthy again. But when it comes down to time to walk that walk, they go where their corporate donors tell them to go every time. This farm bill is no different. How do we expect Americans to eat healthier food when we refuse to support the very farmers who are working so hard to bring those options to market? Why are we giving more subsidies to giant corporations when family farms are struggling to get by? Why are we treating conservation, climate-smart solutions, nutrition, and public health as optional instead of essential? It is truly baffling to me. We have the resources, technology, and people power to create the most productive and sustainable agricultural sector anywhere in the world. Instead of tapping into that boundless potential, this bill merely keeps the status quo, unconditional support for big ag, swill for everyone else, including the hundreds of thousands of farmers who feed this country every day. For these and many other reasons, I could not support this farm bill. I remain hopeful that the Senate will put forth a more workable version of this traditionally bipartisan, must-pass legislation that meets the moment for our farmers, families, and rural America." End quote. Pingree's statement continued with some specifics regarding the bill that just passed. And just paraphrasing, number one was that it protects Republicans' cuts of $187 billion from SNAP, which resulted in benefits being taken away from or reduced for more than 40 million Americans. She also says Republicans are openly talking about coming back for more SNAP cuts in new rounds of reconciliation bills. Pingree is concerned that the bill ignores the state's abilities to set their own food production standards. It overturns state laws that dictate how animal products sold in their state must be raised. The bill cuts $1 billion from Environmental Quality Incentives Program, a program that helps farmers with the costs of practices that protect water quality, soil health, and natural habitats. It has no money for specialty crop growers and provides no additional farm assistance, despite farmers facing nearly $54 billion in losses. Pingree writes, quote, "Farm country is being crushed under the weight of the war in Iran, ill-conceived tariffs, and backward economic priorities, driving input costs up and commodity prices down. The Republicans' farm bill doesn't address these systemic issues, failing farm country," end quote. As the bill heads to the Senate for their approval, Grace Yarrow, reporting in Politico, wrote, quote, "Senate counterparts have yet to introduce text or provide a timeline for moving the farm bill and legislation, and inter-party fights could bring the progress back to a stalemate," end quote. I'll include a link to that article with today's archives. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.